Then he gets okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Zayin. Daf Zayin and Masechta Pesachim. We're holding 7-8 lines from the top of the Yomid, 6 lines from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara asks the Basi Yisur Loi Matzi Mevatalai. We're talking about the din of Bittul Chomet that you're supposed to say Kol Chamira B'Chamia Deka B'Shusi etc. When do you say this? We said in the Gemara yesterday. You say this at the time of the Bedikas Chomet. After you're boidik for the 10 shtiklach of chometz, you finish the bedika, you're supposed to say at that time the bittul of kol chamira v'chamir. Aha. The Gemara asked, why do you have to be mevatel? Since you did such a good job in biur and bedikas chometz, what do you need the bittul for? What was the reason for the bittul? And the Gemara said yesterday, because I'm afraid, shema yimtza gliska yufa, you're going to find a beautiful Danish, a nice, delicious cookie during Yontif. Vidato Levei, and at least for a split second, he's going to say, ah, this Zeitos Kishmak, it looks good to eat. Even though a second later, he's going to change his mind. But that split second, he'll be, oyva cholilan bal yeroe bal yemotze. Because if he didn't say the Kol Chamira, if he didn't say Abitl, then whatever chumetz is still there, that he didn't manage to find, that he didn't manage to eradicate, it's still in his rishus. He'll be over in Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemutzer. Ah, so the Gemara said, why don't you do the following? As soon as he finds it, at that split moment, it should say, Kol Chamira Chamira Kabishisi, and let it say him three times, Mitahin Nimicham Zimim before, Mitah Yerut Zenuchtem. Why does he have to say it, Bishas, the Bedikas Chomet? And the Gemara said, the reason why you cannot say it on Yom Tov itself, because it's already La Birshuse Kaima, Vloy Motzi Mevatel. You can only be Mevatel something that is yours, something that doesn't belong to you, you can't be Mevatel. As soon as Yom Tov hits, or even not only Yom Tov, as soon as you have Chatzois on Erev Pesach, then it's already Usir Bahanua, it's no longer yours, it's no longer in your shiz, you can no longer be Mevatel the Chomet. Freik di Gemura, Daf Zayin Umad Aleph, 6 lines from the top, Lebusi Sirei Mutza Mevatelai. Once you have already the issue, you can no longer be mevatel. Tzarich nishto zoi, vatani, tzarich tu abraisa. Ha yiyosh v'smedrish. Ah, like us, mezitzah boruch Hashem v'smedrish, mezitzah demalent. V'nizka sheyesh chometz v'tzarich beisoi. And whilst he's sitting and learning the daf, he says, oi, I'm learning now, b'sechtes p'suchim. I'm learning about the din of a poidik tzarich sheyevatel. Hey, I never did bittel. When am I going to do the bittel? In the Besmedish line, can begin Mavatlazan. You don't have to go home. Stay in Besmedish and go and say the Bittul Bishas Masa. Now, so far it doesn't say when. Zhokets de Braise. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yontif. He can make this Bittul Sai on Shabbos and Sai on Yontif. So what's the tzir? What's the case? Is bishlam mishabbos mishkachas loki goyin shechal arba usa liois mishabbos? Since you said that you cannot be mevatel after the zman ho isur, because it's no longer in your rishus, so what could be the tzir with Shabbos? Oh, very easy. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, which of course is a very complicated situation. It's Lugantza Svurim, which are written about Hilchos Erev Pesach, Shechol B'Shabbos. Even today, everybody always gets nervous. How am I going to have 3 Siddurs? When am I going to do the Chumetz and the Matz? And I'm going to do the Siddurim and the Kibbutz and Gantz Klai Yisrael. But the problem over here is this person didn't make a Bittul. He's in Besmedish, he's sitting and learning, but it's still Erev Pesach in the morning before 12 o'clock.
He doesn't want to be mevatel the shir either. He doesn't want to go home.
He doesn't want to be mevatel the shir, but he does want to be mevatel the chometz. So what should he do? He can go val ezitz besmedish at the same time that he's sitting and learning. He can go and take out his nisach and say kol chamir v'chamir because it's before the zman. So that's so far we don't have a problem. The ganze kashiv of the gemurah is that you cannot be mevatel the chometz after the Zman Isser. So Shabbos, I can give you a tzir, you can get a case where he was Mevatel before the Zman Isser. So that already is not a problem. But the problem is mit Yontif. Freit the Chimuriyat, el Yontif busi sirihi. By definition, if he be Mevatel on Yontif, it's already Yontif. And we don't mean Yontif in Sikis or in Atzeres in Shvias. We have to do in Pesach. So on Pesach itself is being Mevatel in the Besmedish. Haki Mevatel, you just said now after the Zman Isser, you can't be Mevatel. Omer Vachar Bar Yankif. He's not just sitting by himself. And remembers that before he left home to run into Bismanish, he had an Issa Megulgeles. There was a taig, there was a dough which was already rolled. It was rolling around the house. And when he went to, as we all know, after 18 minutes is already a chashash of chimut, he decided to go in Bismedesh quickly. He wanted to go and ask somebody a shala. He wanted to look up Ateshvis. He wanted to look up Achdish Rabbi Kiva Aiger, whatever it was. And he figured, I'll be home 1, 2, 3 shnell. As soon as he gets to Bismedesh, the roof starts giving a shir. And Kenzach Nishar Ozdrain, he can't leave. He's now in the middle of the shir. And the shir takes longer than 18 minutes. It was a shir unashir. Sigigang and Bor Hashem. And therefore, by the time he gets home, it's going to be after the Zman Shemet Achmet. It might become Chomet. So it's not Chomet yet. It's pre-Chomet. In fact, what he was baking a matzah. It's Pesach. He was baking matzahs. The yeast is ready for him. He was getting it ready. 2 minutes later, he was going to come back and put it into the oven. But the problem is that now he's not going to be back in time. Umesyari Shemet Achmet. Oh, so the bitl over here is before it becomes chomet. Once it becomes chomet, it's an avada, you can't be mavatal anymore. It's la birshusei. But before it becomes chomet, he can go and be mavatal it because it belongs to him. It's like his matzahs. It's unbaked matzahs. It's just taig. It's just dough. He's afraid it's not going to become a matzah. He's afraid it's going to become chumetz. So let him be mavatalit when he's in Bismedesh and he doesn't have to go home. Now, how do I know that that's taka the right pshat? Deikanami diktuni. That he's talking about that he's sitting in the Bismedesh. Why do you have to say talk about Bismedesh? Why can't you say that he's talking about that he's in the street, he's in the park, he's doing something else? Vus epis davka that he is in Bismedesh. I'll tell you why. Because if he's in anywhere else, oi, ichaduch the taig, let him run home schnell. Let him go and run home and go and put it into the oven before it becomes chumet. But he's in the middle of the shir, he can't leave in the middle of the shir. So nishka derech eretz, and mitten from the drosheh, from the roof, from the rosh yeshiva, from the tzaddik, from the kudish. And mizrach dotem lam bismedish, oz hand the drusha. Shema minos, this is takah the pshat. This is not a doichik pshat, this is the real pshat. That it's einach haram, he didn't become chumet yet, and he wants to be mevatel it before it becomes chumet. Shema mino is a chzeh, get a pshat in the brai.
So when it says yom tov, it's talking about yudal after. Or it could be
on Yom Tov itself, on Tezvov or Tezayin.
Shirim on Yom Tov also. They
learned Bismedesh. Yeah, first day of Yom Tov, after the Suda was over, they announced to Bismedesh that there's going to be a shir. Whatever, he made a taik, schnell, he figured it chaperein for 5-10 minutes, and then he comes in, he's stuck, and he can't get home, so he makes on Yom Tov itself, he says, kol chamir v'chamir. You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, just like
so
you're allowed to cook.
So he's
not supposed to be b'livoy?
B'livoy, but when he come home?
Mezuktach the bitter b'lev, might mezuktach mezuktach kol chamir v'chamir. Then it came time, oy v'shoyn chubitz kivon, is covered. Nechtanam milanted after the sea, yechase boy klik.
Roll down the house.
Yeah, you have to go and cover it up. I'm sorry?
Roll down the house.
It should roll because it's on a roll. Issa Megulgeles. Not that type of roll. We're afraid that it's going to turn into a roll. It's going to become chumetz. Okay, let me get back. It's the more about Omer Rav Barav Hina. Omer Rav. Hapas Sheipsha. A pas that's becoming moldy. Now, the word pas over here, by definition, usually pas means bread. But as we'll see in the Gemara, it wasn't clear that it's bread. This is something that might have been bread, or it might have been, in fact, matzah. In fact, we, of course, know that our matzahs are matzahs because they're so thin. By the Taimina and others, they have thick matzahs. And therefore, theoretically, it might look like a shtekel chometz. Or, like Bizman Azeh, that you can go buy in Pesach, you can go for Pesach, you can go and buy bread, which is kushel Pesach. You can go buy cereal, which is kushel Pesach. Pizza, which is kushel Pesach. Alamin and Arishkeit that you have throughout the year, which is chometz. Boruch Hashem, now you can get mitah. Grois HaShkucha, kushel Pesach.
So now, it's called lechem.
Oh, zayegit. But the word pas, you don't normally find for matzah. L'choyt is a pasnisht, the word pas for matzah. So now I have a question. Is it the middle of Yom Tov, or it's the end of Yom Tov, seventh day of Yom Tov, whatever, and I find this Pasha Ipsha. The question is this chumetz or is this matzah? It's got moldy and it looks already fashimeled. The question is it, so we're going to talk about it. Baltimazin. You see how the Gemara will develop the whole thought. Is again, Rabbi Avinah Omar, what was happening. Marav hapas sheipsha kiven sherovsa matza muteris. Now, what is this talking about? So Rashi tells us that this person had at home a bread box. Even today, some people have bread boxes, although most people don't use bread boxes anymore. They put the bread inside the freezer, inside the refrigerator. But in the good old days, everybody had bread boxes where they left the bread throughout the year. And this person used his bread box also for matzah. And presumably before Pesach, at the Skit Oskereinig, they cleaned it all out and he put the matzahs in and he used it for Pesach. Okay. Now, the lushan of Rav is Kimesh Ravsa matzah. Ravsa means that the Rav in this bread box is matzah. So Pushup Shata means that throughout the year, Al Pi Rav, he used it for matzahs, not for chumetz. Apparently he had two bread boxes, and therefore one bread box he used the whole year taka for chumetz. This second one, when he had an overflow of chumetz, it wasn't enough room, so he put it in here too. But Al Pi Rav, he used it for matzah. That's he, Mishir Rav, some matzah. Since Rav of the Hishtamshis of this box was for matzah, Mutaris, because I go Busarov, I assume this Pasha Ipsha was not taka chumetz, it was taka matzah. So now, all that sounds pretty simple, but the Gemara now examines every detail. Hey, Chidomi, ilayma de yoda ba de chumetzi. If this person knew that this moldy for shimel to pass is taka chumetz, ki rov se matzah vayav. The fact that rov of the ishtamshis in this box happens to be matzis et gunish elephant. Because bottom line is, if he knows that it's chumetz, it's chumetz. Ella. He cannot recognize it. In other words, it's so moldy, it's lost its tzura. He doesn't know whether this taka tzura's pas fin chumetz or whether this is a matzah. So, frankly, more my area, kirov sa matzah, afil kirov sa matzah, nami, nasal bosa basra. Don't talk about whether roiv of the ishtamshes of this box is bederach klal, chumetz or matzah, and you say no, this bread box taka al pirov is not a bread box, it's a matzah box. Derech klal al pirov uses it for matzah, not for bread. Who cares what the rov yonished? What you should look at is what did he use it most recently for? What was the most recent use of this box? If he most recently used it for chumetz, we should go busa that it's probably a shikl chumetz. If most recently he used it for matzah, we should assume it's a matzah. Where do you have this svara of the most recent? Miloy Tzvan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Very famous Mishnah. Mishnah Masechet Shkulim, the Gemara brings in Masechet Bav Metzia. Moishe nimtzi lefnei sachrei b'haima li'oilam maser. When you find money in Yerushalayim, in front of the Bahaima Sochrim are people that were in the business of selling animals for people for human consumption. And as Rashi says, Bederech Klal, what did they buy from the Sochrim? They bought Bahamas to bring a carbon shalomim in the Beis HaMikdash. We can assume that the money that you find there next to those Sochrim, L'Oilam Maser. Maser mean over here, not Maser Rishon, but Maser Shiny Money. Maser Shiny Money, what does Maser Shiny Money have to do with Bahamas? So Rashi explains, because throughout the year, I'm sorry? People brought Maser Shiny, and as you know, Maser Sheni is something that you have to go and give in the first year, the second year, the fourth year, and the fifth year, because the third year, the sixth year, you get Maser Uni. Fine. What do you do with Maser Sheni? Maser Sheni, you have to go and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. And as we know, if there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of volume of Maser Sheni, it's schwer to go and schlep all the Maser Sheni from Tel Aviv, from Bnei Brak, from Haifa, all the way to Yerushalayim. So what you can go and do is you can be poided on money. And that's what people did. And so people shouldn't waste time throughout the year. And it's not like today that you can go and get a sherut or a taxi or whatever, go schnell from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. So people only went to Yerushalayim typically around the Yumim Toivim times, because you have to be Oyler Regal anyway. They brought all their Maser Shiny money with them. They brought as many kabunas and they used as much as possible. But guess what, says Rashi? They always had excess. They always had extra money. Because how much can you eat? By the end of Yom Tov, you have to go on a diet. Maskim. About Avul Biken. When you bring all the Maser Sheni from Agam Tziur to Yerushalayim, Sablab Tach Ibegelt, you have an excess of funds after Yom Tov is over. What did they do with that? They didn't take it home with them, but rather they left them with a Teshuvah Yerushalayim. They said, Yerushalayim Yidin, Yidav Tach Zitzin Alernin in Koil, you don't make money, you don't go to Panusa here. Here's money, and you use it for achila throughout the year. So they used to, I'm not making it up. Rashi doesn't talk about kolim, but Rashi talks about that they left the money for the yidden that live in Yerushalayim, so that they should be able to go and buy stuff. You see, is it Reb David Kimi Shirov Samatza? Is it Reb David Kimi Shirov? No, I'm sorry. Next Rashi. Go three lines further. Roiv Oichle Musri Yerushalayim. Is it Roiv Oichle Musri Yerushalayim? Kol Yom Yisashuna Mimuas Mas Yishayniheim. Why? The people that came from Bnei Brak couldn't finish off all the money in one yontif. So they gave it to the local people that lived in Yerushalayim, and they gave some sort of Tevis Anur. In other words, do me a favor this time, that time. Rashi doesn't go into what the Tevis Anur is. But anyway, and they would eat it b'kedishas Maaser Shayni. Kedishas Maaser Shayni, if a person is Tomei, he's not allowed to eat Maaser Shayni. He has to go to the mikveh and wait until Herev Shemesh. The ikar achilas mois maser shlomim hoyu meviyim mehen. But derech klal, what did they do with the mois? You can use the mois for many different types of food items. It doesn't have to davka be for meat or for shlom. But derech klal, ikar achilas mois, they used to use it for shlom hoyu. Kidekayim menachis hilkach lechem mehemis the kol zman sheyesh loy mois meiser and a moitzi mois chulin. If you have a yidin Yerushalayim that has $2. $1 is Maaser Shayni money, and $1 is Chulin money, and he wants to buy a carbon. First, he's going to use up his Maaser Shayni money before he starts digging into his pocket to use Chulin money. So the bottom line is, Nachum, going back to that Mishnah, if you find money, you're walking around the Sachar Behemah, you find money on the street, as you know from the Mishnah in Ayla Metzias, that Mois Mefuzar Mishusarabim Hari Eli Shaloi, yeah, try to find the owner, but if you can't find the owner, it's yours. But what you have to assume that it's Maaser Shayni money, and you have to eat it, because this is Maaser Shayni. Continuing on the bright in the Mishnah, Baharabayis, what happens if you find money on the Harabayis, then you can assume that it's Chulin. Harabayis means where the base of Mikdash is, but we're not talking about in the base of Mikdash itself, we're talking about the approach to the base of Mikdash and the Harabayis. If you find money there, it's Chulin. By the way, as we know, on the Harabayis, you're not supposed to go and walk, for instance, with shoes, and you're not supposed to walk ba'apundosai, which means with your money belt and not with a cane. How did they have money on the Harabayis if they didn't go with their money belts? So the Tav Tosis asks that kasha, and Tav Tosis says that they didn't go and do it b'fahesia, but rather, it's not the Tav Tosis, the second Tosis, that it wasn't ba'apundosai, but they instead they put it into their pockets. B'fahesia, you're not allowed to, but zaginai, hesum gelt zaginai, hesum. Right. However, to
display
go
and, money.
Yeah, okay, to display it, exactly. Don't display it, don't flaunt it, but if you go and put it privately, but sinner, you put it into the pocket, that's not a problem. Okay, anyways, if you find money on the Harabais throughout the year, including throughout Chol HaMoed, before Yom, out is Chulin. We'll talk about this in a moment. But Yerushalayim, if you find money outside of the Harabais, you find stam in the Chutz of Yerushalayim, on the way to Mkoisel, you find money on the street in Yerushalayim, Bishas Hadregel, if it's Yontif time, it's Maaser again. You have to assume it's Maaser Sheni because this is from the Oily Regel who brought up the Maaser Sheni, like Rashi said before. Bishari Moise Shana, throughout the year, it's Chulin. Why is there a difference between throughout the year and during the Regel? The Omer of Shmam Shamei Bar Zera Mai Tama Hoil Veshuk Yerushalayim Asurin Lischabe Bechol Yoim. They had street sweepers that swept out the streets of Yerushalayim every single day. Since they swept every single day, when it came Regel time, if you found money on the street, you can assume it wasn't there from a week ago or from a month ago or even from yesterday. Because whatever was there yesterday, they swept up. And therefore, if you find now money during the Regel, it's fresh money that just fell now. If it's just fresh money that fell now, then you're assuming that all the other Regel brought Maaser Shayni money.
So therefore, what's
the support
for our biases?
Oh, Baltimore. So therefore, during regular time, during the Yontif time, it's brand new funds. Brand new funds is Maaser Shayni from the Oily Regel. Throughout the year, you assume that it's Chulin front. Freitach Rabbi Blum, a beautiful kasha. If that's the case, why don't you say the same thing on the Harabayis as well? Ishok Rashi, because in the Harabayis, they didn't sweep on the Harabayis. Why didn't they sweep on the Harabayis? They shouldn't go and sweep.
Because they didn't sweep.
Okay, so Rashi says a few reasons. He doesn't go into your reason, after there's no chapshat, but Rashi says a few reasons. Number one, he says the Har HaBayis was mishupa. Mishupa means it was at a slant, because you go up to Har HaBayis. That's why it's a har, mekaitarof. So therefore, Zot Rashi, v'ruach mechabdosa me'afaroi, the Rabbi Nishalom alayin, titachkein, he sweeps it away by sending a ruach, sending a draft, sending a wind, and that wind cleans up the offer from the Har HaBayis. Moreover, says Rashi, people weren't allowed to go and take their shoes up before they got to the Har HaBayis. They took their shoes away, just like by the Kahanim. So therefore, they had clean socks, clean feet, whatever. So they didn't have the avak that they accumulated from walking around in the street. So there was very, very little offer or little dust or earth on their feet. And therefore, you didn't have to do this daily kibbut, this daily sweeping. That being the case, you go bust the roiv money that's there throughout the year. Einachanami, regular time, roiv of the money is from the oil regel. But throughout the year, people had money from many different sources. So therefore, throughout the year, when it comes to the Har HaBayis, including on Yom Tov, it's chulin, because they were not miskabit. But in Yerushalayim, since they were swept it, if it's during the year, it's chulin money. If it's during the regel, it's masa money. Okay, all of this is fascinating. But what do we see from that Mishnah? What is Reb David?
If you go by Roy, Yerushalayim generally, since you didn't get the kavodos, you wouldn't need the sweeping. The sweeping takes away the roy, probably.
And that's what the Gemara is saying. So you, Baruch Hashem, you're leading us into next Shekli Mor. Alma, what do we see from that Mishnah? Amrinan kamoi kamoi azli lei v'hani achrininini. I see from the case of Yerushalayim that even though throughout the year, except for the three Yomim Toivim throughout Yerushalayim, is chulin, chulin, chulin. When it comes to three Yomim Toivim, it's massive. Why don't you go b'sarayv? After all, out of 365 days a year, more than 300 days are all chulin days and not yontif days. No, I don't go b'sarayv. I say go b'sar the achrini. The heist is a lifo, fifo, that the last in, that's what you found over here. That kamui, kamui, azalei, whatever you was there yesterday or a week ago, this is shine avek. Bahani, this is new schoire, new money that fell today. The Zochanami say the same thing. When you're talking about this bread box, who cares that roiv of this bread box happens to be matzah? Because after all, if it's Pesach, in all likelihood, this person is an Erlich Yid. That's why we're talking about him here in the Gemara. You see, he went and swept out his entire bread box from Ala Piririn, from Ala Chumetz, already from before Yontif. And now, when it's Yontif time, it's Alza Matzah. So don't talk about Rav, so talk about the fact that it's Yontif. Every Dimar Shani Hacha Di Pusha Mechiach Ilave. You're right, Alpi Svura, I should say that anything I find in a box is Matzah. Val Yetz is Yontif. And Kamoi Kamoi Azli, he swept everything out. But the problem is, I see a Fashimel Teshtikel Pas, a moldy piece of what appears to be either bread or matzah, I'm not sure. But it's moldy.
It's not fresh.
Moldy, it's not fresh. If it's not fresh, there's a good chance that it's already alta schoira, even though it's Pesach, and even though he swept it out, but somehow or other in a nook or a cranny, in a vinkler, to do their pas ipsha. Feitimura, the iipusha mechiach ilavei, if you're telling me that it's so moldy that it looks like it's taka from chometz days, kirov se matzah mayhava. Sevusam avkidin. Fine. It's Pesach and rov is matzah, shkoyach mazel tov. What do I gain from that? Bottom line is, the iipusha mechiach aleida, this is altis chayra, looks like it's bread. A brand new pshat that already several days of Yontif have passed. So it's not the first day of Yontif. First day of Yontif, you wouldn't find a brand new matzah that it should be all moldy. It's a brand new. But by the time you get to the seventh day of Yontif, a week has passed. If you weren't careful about ventilation, so consign that this matzah has already become upish, has become moldy throughout that week. And that's why the Mishnah says, that's why Rabbi Ravina Omarat, Apash Ipsha, Kimish Ravsa matzah, meaning Ravsa, if many days of Yontif have already passed, it's already now 6th, 7th day of Yontif, then it's mutter because I assume it's Taka matzah. Freitimori Hachi Pshita, if you're telling me that Taka so many days have passed that it's possible that it's Taka matzah, so what's the Vata Nishala? I know this heat is an Erlich Yid. He went and cleaned out the box when it came Yontif time. Everything he put in matzah, matzah, matzah. We find that it's matzah shibsha. It's already the 7th day. And it's moldy matzah. So what's the shalom? The Gemara like tzricha di pusha meruba. It's talking about that it was heavy mold. Nishka as just from the, on the surface, surface mold. But this was mold adoch and adoch and adoch. Is ma'aruf say mikim di pusha meruba igal yimil to devadi chometz ma'aliyehi. I would think that since this looks like a month worth of mold, not a week worth of mold, nizdach zan that it's chometz kamash malan. Since 7 days have already passed, I'm toiler. Every day they bake brand new fresh matzahs. So for those of you that are not familiar with this type of thing, if you have freshly baked matzah, challah, bread, whatever, and you don't let it cool off, but rather in its hot, warm stage, you put it into a box and you don't have allow for ventilation, very often this will cause germs and this and mold to form, and therefore you could have premature mold on something which is brand new, which is very, very fresh. Aha. Okay, so bottom line is, now I finally understand what Rav was saying, Apasha Ipsha, Kimisha Ravsa Matzah Muteres. Ravsa means that Ravu Yemei Matzah, that it's already 7th day of Yontif, it's the end of Yontif. And even though it looks very moldy, and it looks like this is probably Chometz, since 7 days have passed, I can be toiler that it was probably matzah, and the reason for this great mold is because he didn't allow for sufficient ventilation after he baked the matzah. Okay, Zayigit, I fishta yetzra. But now we go back to that Mishnah in Masechtes Shkulim. Yeah,
able to say. So if you were mazed, remember that the matzahs then were more like pitas. The melech. It
had a better chance to go and become moldy.
In fact, I once ate such as that,
yeah,
and it was a day old, and it tasted much like cardboard.
I see.
It goes bad very quickly, a real matzah.
Okay, so I get we just said a moment ago from that Mishnah Masechta Shkulim that if you find money around the Sochra Behaiman and Yushalayim and the Harabayas, etc., etc., Kamoi, Kamoi, Ozel, Bahani Achreninini, Freitimor, Miazlin, Bosa Basra, but then the Chadchad Abraisa, Rabbi Yosef, Behida, Oimer, Teva, Shinishtam, Shimbo, Mois, Chulin, Umois, Meiser. If you have a box, a drawer, whatever, a place that you put away your money, and this place you use it for chulin, and you also use it for maser, shiny money. So then, I find now in that teva money, which is unidentified, and I don't know, is this from the chulin envelope, or is this from the maser shiny envelope? I don't know what the money is. Sim roiv chulin, if bederach klal you use this box, this drawer, this chest, you use your bederach klal for chulin, then you can assume it's chulin. Then you can assume that it's mas. In other words, what's your ikar hishtamshus during the year? Do you usually use this chest for chulin money or for mas money? So, frek timora, v'may, who kis basuroiv, what I usually use it for? Leizel basa basra. Let him start thinking, what was the last money that I had here? Was it chulin money? Then it's probably chulin. If the last money that was here was mas money, it's probably mas. So, what's the rov? Amr nach by Yitzchak. Hitaki used it throughout the year for both chulin and for meiser, and he doesn't remember what the last monies were that he put in. He knows that it's either mois meiser, mois chulin, and he knows that al pi rov azay. You're asking him, what was the last thing you put in? I haven't made a deposit into this chest for the last 6 weeks, and I don't remember what the monies were that I put away 6 weeks ago, whether it's chulin money, masa money. So I can't go buzel buzel basra, because I don't know what the basra was. You're right, if I would know for sure that the final money that I put in most recently, 6 weeks ago, that was masa shiny, it wouldn't be a problem. Aber ich denk doch nicht. So therefore you go buzel roiv. If buzel roiv, roiv and the mois in this chest are typically masa, it's masa. If roiv is chulin, it's usually Rav Zvino, Mekigon Shisham, Shibot, Tzibur, Tzibur. Tzibur, Tzibur, says Rashi, means Peklach, Peklach. But Peklach means that they use them simultaneously. In other words, in the Havamina, the Gemara assumed that he only used it at given times for Chulin, and at given times for Maser, but he never used it at the same time. So now we ask, go, what was the last thing that you used it for? Like in English. According to this Gemara's Teretz, this pshat that he always used it for both, but he had like a separate marked envelope, separate marked peklach. This is Maser and this is Chulin. Unfortunately, some money somehow fell out, and I don't know which one it was from. So now, if Roiv of the money in this chest I don't know if you have to go busaroiv throughout the whole year. Maybe just go roiv at this very moment according to this teretz. If in this drawer there happens to be $500 of chulin and $200 of maser, then you go busaroiv. It probably came from the roiv instead of coming from the
mir. During the year, what's the use of maser money? You can use it
throughout the year. You can use it to go and buy any regular food items. Not all food items, because Barry will tell me about masamit fish is a shala, right? But it was up there. Masa sheni you can use throughout the year to buy most food items. You can buy it elsewhere, but you have to eat in Yerushalayim.
This guy may not live in Yerushalayim, but he still eats. You know, the only trouble I have with this is in called the potish.
You call the rubber potish, me rubber potish.
Is this potish or is this kavua? I'm not clear. If it's in the box,
yeah. Okay. Anyway, so far we had zwei teretzim. Why don't we go busa the basra? Number one is because I don't remember what the basra was. Number two, there was no basra because both of them were basra. In the chest, there were both chilim money and matzah shani money, and both of them were kama mit basra. He used them simultaneously for both. Rapop, I'm going to... Okay, that's a separate story. Rapop, I'm going to... Shtakach beguma. What says beguma? That underneath the chest, there was some sort of hole, a loch somewhere, and now he finds the matbeya aran teeth in their loch aran. And so therefore, this matbeya may be there already from a year ago. It's not that he found money in the drawer, in the chest, on the level, but it was under the level. Somehow there was so much money, Baruch Hashem, it made a hole, and therefore there's a coin which is lodged down below into the hole. Now this, you can't go busa basa. This money could have been there from Terach Tzaddin. It could have been there from a year ago. It could have been there from 6 months ago. So therefore, you can't go busa basa if you find it inside a loch, inside the hole. Okay, now we're going to go into a beautiful sugya, a sugya of bruchas. As we know, you gotta make a brucha al bir chumetz.
Get spoiled, the bottom line gets spoiled.
What? The matzah that gets spoiled?
If
the bottom line is from the previous Gemara, if rovu yemei Pesach, in other words, if you find that it's very moldy, and it's already the seventh day of Yontav, where you can be toile it that it was from Pesach, then it's mutter, you're allowed to go and use it. What are you going to use it for? Only give it for your behemoth. A person should not eat moldy matzah. It just can defray the grace of doctorium. You don't need my askuma for that. But it's mitzvah. That's what the Rav said. Okay.
Matzah then
thicker? Yeah.
His matzah takes months.
The Mendel factory. Before you came, we said by the time that they used to have, they have thicker matzahs than our matzahs. Otherwise, what's the confusion between the chumetz and matzah? You see, this is shikul broy, this shikul matzah. Okay. Anyway, now we're going to go on Hilchas Bruchas a little bit. We all make the bruch, of course, al bir chumetz, but it's not so simple. It's a machloikis. Omer v'hidah, boidik tzurich shivurich, he has to make a bruch. My mevurich, what bruch does he have to make? Rapapi, omer mishmei deruva, levayer chumetz, asher kidishuni mitzvois v'tzivuni, levayer chumetz, rapopo mishmei deruva, this was rapapi, this is rapopo, Rapopo mishmei deruva, al bir chumetz, which of course is our meaning today, al bir chumetz, and that's what the Gemara is going to say at the end, is our meaning, and that's the halach. But now, says the Gemara, b'levayer kiliyam le'pligi devadi la'abo mashmei. Everybody would agree that if you use the term levayer chumetz, that would be proper, and l'chayra you would be yoytze with that. Because levayer means labo. When do we make our brucha al bir chumetz? We make it as soon, right before we start the bedikas chumetz, right? Before you start going around with the candle, with the fire, with the feather and the spoon, you make a hinim micham zimon, and you make the brucha al bir chumetz, and then you start being boidik. So, the brucha, as we know from the Yomid Beis, and as we know generally, every brucha is supposed to be made oiver latziyusan before you do the mitzvah. The word livayir, to be mevayir, that's labo, that's future, that certainly works. The question is, what's the term al bir chometz? Does that mean something which is in the future, or does that mean kimeikura, that's something that already took place? Says Yimura, Yomid Beis, keep ligi be al bir. One man, the Yuma, says, you cannot say albir, because albir sounds like something that I already did. Like the Taparashi says, albir should be arti, bari adayin lay budik, da brucha koidim bedikihi. It would look foolish. You're saying, Rabbi Yishalem, I thank you for giving me the mitzvah of the bir chumetz, which I already did. I didn't do it yet. I'm only starting out to do my bedikas chumetz. So therefore, if you hold meikura mashma, it wouldn't make sense that to make a brucha before the mitzvah, I thank you, Hashem, for the mitzvah that you already gave me, that I already did the bir chometz. I didn't do the bir chometz yet. The other man said, no, the word albir is lavdavka lishovar. It also means lahaba, and therefore, since it also means lahaba, it's a neutral term. Albir means I thank Hashem for giving me the mitzvah bir chometz. So therefore, he gives me the mitzvah before, he gives me the mitzvah afterwards. It's not a problem. It also means lahaba. You can make albir. So now the Gemara is going to bring three or four different rayas from other mitzvahs that you take and make a brucha al, and you do it before, is l'chayra a raya that al taka means l'haba and not me'ikur. So the first raya the Gemara brings is from a bris milah, ma'isrei. Buruch Hashem k'shem b'soyis v'tzivuni al hamila. Now we all know that the moil does that pre-cutting the orla, pre the bris. And he doesn't say lumel, he says al hamila. Is the chassimin that the word al is l'haba mashma of a chaklora raya? What should you say? Name a lomel? You can't say lomel. Loisagi de lav iu mohel. In other words, says Rashi, because b'derech klal the minig was then like it is today, that you had a professional moil that would mala all the children in the shtut, in the kehillah, in that place, and therefore on a father you can go and say he has a mitzvah lomel es haben. A Mishnah Maseches Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes, that a father has five mitzvahs. He has to go and do a bris, and he has to do a pinyin ben, and a lechanech, and to teach al zeh zegit. However, here we're talking about a professional moil. Can you go and say to the professional moil? Can he say to Rabbi Shalom, thank you for giving me the mitzvah to go and be mal this child? I don't have a mitzvah to be mal this child. Yeah, the mitzvah like the rest of Klal Yisrael to be involved in the mitzvah bris milah. The question is whether you can go and make such a brucha b'toyde shlichas. In other words, the Gemara is assuming that the brucha has to be particular to you. To go and make a brucha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah of going and doing the milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me the mitzvah, he gave it to the father. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is, that sounds like an inappropriate term to say, you mitzvah me lumul this kid. So, but alamil is okay, because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah, like rest of Klal Yisrael, to make sure aliyin zalzan gemalit, so that's okay. And that helps with Torah Shlichas too. I have the mitzvah doing milah, fine. But lumul, so that's what's bothering you. So, Frey Timura, what happens if the father makes the bris himself? The father is competent to make the bris and he goes in it. So he should take say lomo, because he take has the mitzvah. Everyone in a chanami, 100% right. A father should take say lomo. This is not lemaskona, but lefi the Gemara is having him, and then the kasha, the Gemara says, in a chanami, the father could take and make the bruch lomo, because that's certainly l'haba. A regular moil should also say lomo, but he can't. So therefore he says, alhamdulillah. Okay, so let's bring another eye. Meisvei. This is something that Rabbi Cohen was looking forward to. Baruch Hashem, Kishon B'Soyz V'Tzivonu Al HaShchita. Now, Al HaShchita, he always makes the brucha before the Shchita, not after the Shchita. And since it says Al, is the chasim, and that Al means Li Habo, Habacharai, Az Labosa, Al Bir Chometz, Al HaShchita.
Why don't you make a brucha on Tia Shidoyim?
Well, we're talking about it. I'll tell you. So you can say, Hosanami, I have a teretz in that too. Heichi Neima. Same teretz as before. What should we tell the Shoichet? Name a lishchait, loisagi the lav you shochat. Did the Rebbeinu Shlom say you yankel the bekante shoychet? You have to do all the shchita in shtut. No, avad. If I want to eat meat, I have to go and shecht. There's no question about it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell me I have to go and shecht this calf or this cow or this animal. I don't have to do the shchita. Give it to somebody else. He chabebs the mitzvah. So therefore, to go and say lishchait is inappropriate. Al shchita is okay. Feitimura. What about by carbon Pesach, where everybody in Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah taka b'shech? In fact, the Gemara says that's one of the rayas of shliach shaladam kemoisai, that by Pesach, although the Torah says that ganz Klal Yisrael should shech carbon Pesach, it's impossible for everybody to do it. Exactly, so we're in my mind to somebody else. But the point is, if a person shechs his own carbon Pesach, l'choyre he should have to make the brocha lishchait because he chatak in the mitzvah. And now the carbon Pesach is Rashi, says the Gemara. But by stam kudishim too, because the pusik says, v'sumach yudoi and v'shuchat. And as Rabbi Cohen will tell you, that shchitza is ksheder bizarre. You don't have to have dafka koin. So therefore, anybody that has carbon kodeshim, he has a mitzvah to bring it, to do the smicha, to do the shchitza. Zoi bazoi, he should tak have to make the bruchal lishchit. Michael, man. I'm asking. Tak the person who shechs kodeshim at Pesach, he should tak make lishchit. But stam shechting throughout the year, it's inappropriate to say lishchit. That's what he has to say, ala shchitza.
The smicha has to be done by the person themselves. I don't think you could have a shlich for smicha.
Not so simple, not so simple. Initiative yet, meitzvei. Now this gemara is going according to the Man Diyoma and the Masechta Sikka that igud halilev is also a mitzvah, and therefore don't wait to make shechiyonu when you take the arba minim in the hand, like we do it, like our minig on the first day of yontiv, but even before yontiv make shechiyonu on the igud when you take the lulav together with the hadasim at the aruvis and you bind the tzadamin. So oisa doesn't mean that you flantzan, that you're planting the lilith. Oisa means that you prepare it for yontif by putting together the arba minim. So oisa lilith atzvim b'varach shechen v'yom. Okay, that's interesting, but it has nothing to do with us. Next, netal lotzvar. Oh, now it's the first day of yontif. I took it to be yoitz and a mitzvah. What does he say? Didn't you say that al is meyikura mashma? How can you make al natilis lulav? The whole mitzvah of lulav is just to pick it up. As soon as you pick up the lulav and esrik, you're already yoitza the mitzvah. So therefore, when you're making the brucha, you already yoitza the mitzvah. Since you're already yoitza the mitzvah, you cannot go and say lin toil lulav to go, or li toil lulav to take the lulav. Ichab the shiganim, and I already took it already. So therefore, I have to make the bracha al natila because I was already yoitza. Frey Timor, we already yoitza. Ihachi, why does the Bryce use the term that he took the lulav netal lotes by yotze by me by the hitach shen yotze gevezen? You're right. It should say yotze by that it was already yotze. The reason why he used the expression lotes by is because we want to be consistent in the style and terminology. Mishim the kabbalim is the sefer. The same brayza continues on that if a person during yontif wants to sit in the sikkah, he makes the brucha shekh the son of leishay basikkah. And that, of course, is talking about he makes the brucha before he sits down in the sikkah. See, what nyoitz, it was nichnas le sikkah lutzis boy. And therefore, he makes the brucha leishay basikkah. Therefore, tunanami reisha. Therefore, tunanami nami lutzis boy. There in the ratio, we're also going to use the same term, lotzis boy, even though really kvar yotze boy. As soon as he picked it up, it was ready yotze. The reason why we use the term lotzis boy is because of the sefer. What does it say? The sefer is only sefer. Ha'oyis esukah liatzvei, a person who makes a sikkah. Oyim ha'barchatu Hashem shechiyon v'il ha'adman hazeh. Again, that's not our minig, but this is a day in the Gemara that already erev yontiv, when you finish making the sukkah, Hashem shengemach the brucha. Nichz leishe boy, you sit down in the sikkah. Leishe boy, oyim boshem shechiyon, it's one of leishe basikkah. So we see that that is nichz leishe, but before the yeshiva in the sukkah. But by the case of the lulav, it was ready after Natilas lulav. So therefore, after Natilas lulav, that's why you don't go and say, like, leishe basukkah, lita lesa lulav. That's why you go and say, al Natilas lulav. Now, of course, all of you are saying to yourself, ay, 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 ay. Since we said before that every brucha has to be made over lasiyusan, so does that mean every time I'm taking the lulav and I make the brucha, I was already yoitza as soon as I pick it up? Oy basoy, then you're going to have a problem. The problem is going to be that I'm making a brucha lebatala and I'm not being mekayim this inyan of the brucha over lasiyusan. I'm making the brucha after lasiyusan. What's going on? So Toysis already addresses this question. Toysis says that, look at the third Toysis from the top, in the Agba Nofik Bay, Tim Toymar, Kim the Nofik, Hechivarach, Valitrach Lavarach, Oyblasios, like we just asked. Vyoy Miri, Avagav the Nofak, Akati Oisik be Mitzvah, Shetarach Lenanea be Kriyasal. You're not totally finished the mitzvah. The major mitzvah, the Dei Raisa, Ulakachtem Lechem, as soon as I pick it up. But I'm not finished yet. I have to do the Niyam by Halel. Oh, so therefore, although the Niyam by Halel, of course, is Drabon, it's not Minatayra, but all the mitzvahs that you make brachas on Drabonis, like Chanuk and Purim, it's whole Drabonis, we still make a bracha Shekichonu, Altsloy Sosor. So this Ashekichon Altilis Lulav is going on the case of the Nenur. That's the first Toysis. However, the next Toysis says,
like, oh, we do it.
And second toys it says lots is yotzmi boyle. So Rashi next toys is lots is mashi to yotzah dine. The word lots is mashi wasn't yotzi yet oisinatila. Umishkachas lo. How can you go and make a brucha before and not have been yotzi yet? Kisha hofchay, like our minig that we turn it upside down. We turn the asterisk upside down, so you're not yotzi. Kerbin mesika the any yotzi el derech de losai. You only yotzi if you hold it the way of the gidul. Oishinatola shali lots. Or there's another item that is that when you pick it up, you have hepach kavuna and you say, I do not want to be yoitz, I don't want to be yoitz, and you make a bracha. But we're not knowing that way because people can forget, etc. But Tosis tells us one important thing, even though you turn over the esrig, but don't turn over the lilif. Because you ought to know the lilif ain't terech lahaf, baruch Hashem, because otherwise we'd all get stuck with you'd have a problem with the shedra, it would break off, and so gishtochen. So baruch Hashem, that you don't have to turn over, you only have to turn over the esrig and not the lilif. Fine. Anyway, so bottom line is, if you took it up normally, you just picked it up, you yoitze immediately. If, however, you don't want to be yoitze immediately, you want to have a brucha oivel asiyason, to be certain, you go and turn the esrig upside down. But even if you forgot to do the esrig upside down, this toys is sinishke ferlech that you made your brucha. In fact, half of the women, whenever they go and pick it up, Swadish women shouldn't make a brucha. But the Ashkenazish women that do make a brucha, half of them forget to turn it around, or half of them make the brucha turned out, and they make only the niyam, and afterwards they realize they never turned it up. So, but you have that problem of making a brucha when the esrig is up. So, he's still going to do the niyam later on. Yeah,
was it there? Also, by
Netilas Yadayim. Well, I'm going to talk about later. We're not up to Netilas Yadayim. Baltimore, Unkim, Netilas Yadayim.
We're talking about we keep the pitting down.
Yeah, pit them down. Yeah.
The Goyin.
Where the Goyin do?
Says that you should have Kavod not to be Yetzer, even though the pitting is up.
Oh, this is good choice. That's the choice of second to it. So he says, either you do it Shaloi Kederach Kedulusai, you do it upside down, or Netolay Shaloi Lotzes, but you have in Zinnin, you say, Hindi Muchen Amzuma, not to be Yetzer, the mitzvah until after the bracha.
Now, when you put on the talus,
yeah,
you put it, if you have a teeth on your face, over your head,
yeah.
You make the bracha.
Uh-huh.
Why should you not be able to ask yourself, also before you put the talus on your head, make the bracha? But most people don't. They put the talus over the head and then they make the bracha.
Let's get to your point in a moment, Rabbi Cohen. We'll address the Mishnah in a second. The Hilchas HaHalocha, the Ma'aseh Gemara, Al Bir Chometz. Halocha is, we don't make a Levayer as a Chometz, we make Al Bir Chometz. Didn't we say before in the Umar Aleph that according to everybody, Levayer certainly works? So in fact, Tosis has 2 days over here. The first day of Tosis is that when the Gemara says the Hilchas Al Bir Chometz means you can also say Al Bir Chometz. You could say Levayer, Levayer that works according to everybody, but you can also say Al Bir. That's the first Pshat of Tosis. Second Pshat of Tosis is no, maybe the Gemara means to say only do Al Bir Chometz. Why? Says Tosis himself, is a rare Tosis, so Tosis says, this is a special din in brachas, v'rilei motze tam l'chola brachas. In fact, all the Rishayim and all the Achroinim, muchenzach, they go through all the various brachas that we make throughout the whole year, when we make al, when we make lamid, to go and show why here yo, why here nish, and on every one of the pshatim, other mefarshim ask kashas, shvef and do, and shvef and datin, why? So, it's no clear-cut rule brought in the Svarim why on certain things you say Al and why you say certain things Le. We're still going to get back to Al Netil Sidoyim and other things. But the Nafkimin, according to these two Pshatim, is according to the first Pshat of Toys, is you're Yoit. So when you say Levi, because according to everybody, Levi works. According to the second Pshat, no, you should Dafka say Al Bir Chometz. You should not say Levi Chometz. Barry, you want to ask something? David, you want to ask something?
I was going to say the explanation for Al Bir Chometz makes sense because you've just been cleaning for the whole week.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's part of the
mitzvah. Uh-huh. So it's also under what you've done already. Yeah, fine. Exactly.
But why did you know? In the three cases that you get.
Why did you think? Tomorrow, yeah, yeah, was it
there? Three cases.
Yeah.
Do you have a proof that it's albeit from the three cases in the Gemara?
The Gemara tried to bring rayas, and each time the Gemara was doicha the raya.
Right, we
still say Hilchot. We still say Al Bir Chometz. Exactly, even though the rayas, we were doicha the rayas. Now you're asking, should go and say Bidika. So Rashi is more to your question. If you look at the second line of Rashi from the very top Rashi, two lines, the second line, Bir. Hainan Nami Bidika. The word beer is synonymous with, or at least includes within it, it's a subset of beer, is the Bidika. You can't do a beer without it doing Bidika.
In Yiddish it comes out called Osroman.
Osroman.
Which means both.
Osroman means
destroy and also get rid of.
Very good. Excellent.
That's how I already said it.
Beautiful. Osroman. He thinks Osroman has a team with Rome. Okay, next morning. Raboisa, we're not finished yet. The kiliyama miyad meyikura be'ina levruche. The whole premise of the Gemara was based on that you make the brucha before you do the mitzvah. Minulan, where do you take this from? Tamhira mishmiel. Kol ha-mitzvah mevarech alein oiver lasi yosan. You have to go make the brucha. Oiver. Now, what means oiver lasi yosan? My mashma. Dehai oiver lishna de akdumehu. Ah, the word oiver means that it's pre, before the asiyah. And the Gemara asks now, where do you get, what's the makar that the word oiver means pre? Now, before we get to the makar, why did the Gemara have to use a strange lashon and then ask, let it go to say koidim or lefnei asiyosim? Call the mitzvah mevarach alein koidim lasiyosim lefnei asiyosim. What's up is oiver, right? It's because we say oiver dam frein kashes for vos vem vi. Say
poshim.
No, the mafarshim say that he uses the word oiver because oiver doesn't mean exactly the same as lefnei and koidim. Lefnei and koidim could mean 5 minutes before, a half an hour before, a day before. The word oiver means right before, as like head of eye, and right before you do the mitzvah. And therefore, that's why many mefarshim say, l'choira, I have another aitzah with lila ben esri. Let the lila ben esri go on the table, make the bracha, al netilas lila, and then let me pick it up then. L'choira, that would also be good. They say that's already oiver on the din of oiver l'asiyasan. That's already a koidim de koidim. And that's why when Rabbi Cohen asked me before about a talis and about tefillin, when you make the brucha on putting on the tefillin, you shouldn't go and make the brucha looking in the siddur and then put the tefillin on your hand and then start doing. You should already have it on the muscle. You should have it ready. The knot is all ready to go and tie. Make the brucha and then shnell right after that. In other words, you're up to the brink to do the mitzvah and then you do it. Same thing by the tefillin and talis. Don't make the brucha while the talis is still on the table. On your shoulder.
You make the brucha while you're holding the talis in the zatifa.
Before you make the tifa. What people do is they have the talis over their heads, but they didn't tuck it all the way over to cover their heads yet.
The ones you have it over your head.
But not over your head, meaning beyond the face. On top of the head, but not over your face. On top of the head, not over your face. You make a brucha then as soon as you say, no, that's not it, then you go and pull it down over the face, because that's the atif. Okay, anyway, al zayin and jisant, but let's get back to Gemara. That's why it says oiver should be right before. So the Gemara writes, but how do I know that oiver lasi also means tak lak dumei or nachma yitzel yom akras? The Gemara is going to bring three psikim to show you that the word oiver means before or ahead of or in front of. Yom akras in put beyur tachimat derech hakika beyaver es hakushi. This is talking about when David HaMelech had his terrible mechuma with his son Avshalom, and Achimat ran to tell David HaMelech what he thought was the good news, that his arch enemy Avshalom was killed in battle. Pre his running to David HaMelech, the Kushi was already running. This Kushi could have been from Kenya. He was one of the marathon winners, and he was on the road running to David HaMelech. Achimatz, however, hatzach ungestrengt. That means he strengthened himself. He girded his loins, and he ran quicker than that Kushi, and he got there. Vayavar, he got ahead of the Kushi into David HaMelech. So I see that the word oiver means to go ahead, to be before. So Yaakov Avinu, when he had all of those presents that he gave to Isaac, he went in front of them, he went before them. I don't know why the Gemara brings a pusik first from Nach and then a pusik from the Torah. The pusik from the Torah is a Zeya Gita pusik. The Gemara would always bring a Torah first and then Nach second. That's a kick in the Mefarshim why the Gemara brings it in this order.
One is closer than Yad, the second one is not so. So the other one is he overcame it.
He's
like right on.
Huh? So that's a better
right. Yes.
So you're saying that the pshat is oiver is good because Olaf's name. Olaf's name could be right before the matun also. Turn right and back at me is the first.
The other one he overcame it. That means it. It means
maybe he overcame
right
him by a distance of 12 miles. Maybe he got there half an hour before.
It means at the point he got to him.
At the moment that he got to him. Okay.
The
other
means
the pshat. Fine. Liboy Sema. Zay Shem Pshat. Dr. Gofar, beautiful Pshat. Liboy Sema. Mihocha. They have Malcolm Lefneim Hashem Beroishem. That the Melech went in front of them. Oh, see, Vayavar means Lefneim to go in front. Okay. Fine. This is the end. That's the Mok Oibles Yosin, and that's why we had a Shailish. You make Levi, Albir Chometz, Fetim Medet Shiklimur. New Shtikl. Be Rav Amri. Chutz Mena Tvila Beshoifer. Although all mitzvahs, all bruch is supposed to make Oibles Yosin, there are two exceptions to the rule. One by Tvila and one by Shoifer. The person is not ro'u yet to make the... Now, why isn't the person ro'u to make the bracha? What's the problem?
Is machlok?
I'm sorry?
Jewish.
You're not Jewish yet. But if that's according to Toys of Pshat. Simi's Pshat is the Toys of Pshat. Rashi, whoever disagrees. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Umid, says Rashi, ki going tvilas balkeri. That a balkeri had back in Masechta's bruch is because of Tikkunis Ezra. You're not allowed to say a bruch. We don't paskin like that. Oh, but that's the shit in the Gemara over there because it's Tikkunis Ezra. That tvilas keri, a keri cannot make the bruches. You have to wait until after your toivah. That's Taka Rashi Pshat. Toises says it's talking about a ger, and there's a rare Toises that brings b'shem the Vilna Goyen. Very rarely do you find the Toises bring the Goyen. See, ala tvila, oimer ben chananel b'shem hagoyen. By the Goyen, by the Litvak,
it's high Goyen.
It doesn't say Rav High Goyen, it doesn't say Rav Shri Goyen, it doesn't say. It said Bishem HaGoyen.
I'll show you.
What does the Goyen mean, right? The Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen.
So Nishnish the Goyen? It's not talking about.
I'm sorry? Oh, the Toys is talked about Nivu, not up to the yet. Let's look at the Toys quickly. Oh, Rabbeinu Hanan, Bishem HaGoyen. The Davke Betzvila's Ger. He's going to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for mitzvah me to go. He's not a guy. He doesn't have any tzivah. Now, skip a few lines. What about the Vaba when they go to the mikvah? Alpha Pekin, you skip a few lines. Alpha Pekin, Omeri, the Ein Ligar Banoshim, don't scream at the women. Shema Baruch Hu is Acher HaTvila. Kim the Ika, Tvila is Ger. Since by consistent, we want to go straight across the board. Ah, just like the gator make afterwards, women also make afterwards. Yeah, what's the system?
Lighting Shabbos candles, you light the candles, and she's already lit them. Why is it Al-Hadlakas Nero Shel Shabbos? I mean, from this Gemara, it seems that would be the more appropriate Nusach, wouldn't it?
Yeah, L'chayriya, you're right. Anyway, Gabi, all the bruchas, whether you should say Mitalamed or Al, you have so much Torah on it, it could fill up this whole room with all the Torah from the Rishonim and
Acharonim. There's
no maskanim, because every teretz that they give, they have kashas on. But continue on, now, somebody asked before about Al Netilas Yadayim. V'chaim Netilas Yadayim, we make the bruch Al Netilas Yadayim after you're ready, washed. Says Torah, L'chilko b'netila shel acha b'sekisa, l'motzim mavarach koydim. If you go to the b'sekisa and you have to make like in the morning, when you make the first time throughout the day, we don't say Al Netilas Yadayim, but in the morning when you go to b'sekisa, you say Al Netilas Yadayim, and then you say Adash Yutzar. Then you can't go make the bracha before, because you're not roy if you're going to the bathroom. So therefore, you make it ready. So today, shalai lechalik. All the time we make Al Netilas Yadayim afterwards and not before. Miu benetili yesh tamakal avarachach entila koydim niguv kinamrinan oichalechem, etc., etc. And then Toises talks about another reason why when a person toivels, he makes the bracha afterwards, not before, because maybe if he's going to make the bracha before, he had biasusa demayit. Some people are very nervous about going into the water, so maybe he's not going to toivel. Anyway, I am a Toises, you have another problem, liberoya se'erva. Okay, al tzaya git, we go back to the Gemara, so the Gemara says that there are two exceptions. One is tefillin, one shayfet. So tefillin, that kati gavad lechuzi, either like Rashi, al balkeri, or like Toises are talking about again. I'll show you for my time, but what's the problem? Why can't you make a bracha kia shoyfa before the shoyfa blessing? Maybe setzach nishgain, as we know very, very well. Sometimes the Baal Tekeh is a gait nish, the Yetzahara, Lake Tzacharan, the Sutton Lake Tzacharan, and the Tekeh doesn't come out. And that's the reason why. So don't make a bruch alabatula. Maybe when the person is shechting or he's doing a mila, chas v'chalil v'chuz chas v'shulam, maybe he's going to make a mistake in the shechita, chulil v'chas, and make a problem with the mila. So don't make a bruch before, only make a bruch afterwards, and you know for sure he was not miskalkul. Elam Rav Chizda, you're absolutely right. Itmar, take out Taka Shoifer. The only mitzvah you do afterwards is a mitzvah from Tvila. Tanami Yachi, Tavol, the Ola, Baliyasi, Oimer, Bokshet, Tuchosono, Alha, Tvila. Taka only by Tvila, Nish by Shoifer. Right, Leora Ner. We said in the Mishnah that. I'm sorry?
How come we don't discuss Hadlokas Neiris?
We wait from Sechta Shabbos and Dafchav Gimel, you had a whole sugya of Hadlokas Neiris. The Hadlik, that's another sugya. Now we get to Agmor Zimor Yetzli Oraner, that what, when you do the Bedika of the Chumetz, you have to take Aner. How do you know? Maybe you should do it during the day, when you have the Oira Chama. Who said you should take Aner? It's Amr of Chizda. Lamadnu metzia me metzia metzia me chippis ve chippis me chippis ve chippis me neirois ve neirois me ner. We're going to learn four or five psukim one after the other, and based on four or five gzeira shuvis one after the other, from that we're going to know the din that you have to take a ner. So where are we? What's the metzia metzia? So the metzia metzia ksiv hacha shivas yam yisar la yimot say vevatech shev loshin metzia. Uksiv hasam ve yichapis bagodl heichel uvakotin kila. That's the famous case with Yosef at Tzadik, that they put in the kois, the gevia of Yosef, etc. State the halushin of Vayimtze Matzis Kitrof. And in this same pasuk of the Vayimutze, they found the Bamtachas Vayimim, it says Vayichapes. So it says the halushin of Chippus. Okay. Umetzia mechippus didei, vechippus, umetzia mechippus didei. And Metzia we just learned out, in other words, the first pasuk of Sa'ar Leimutze Vatechav Shedalushin Metzia. The second pusik says Utzva Yimutze Lushem Metzia, but now that Lushem Metzia has together with it Vayichapes, that he searched. Okay, so now I have the word Chippus. So now I take that Chippus Didei from that pusik, and I have a Chippus Min Neiros Tichsiv, but Esahi Achappus Yishalayim Beneiros. This is talking about Lusa Luvay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and look throughout Yishalayim for Er Lachayidin, and he's going to find, unfortunately, that many of them have Avedus. Rachmun Litzlan. So how did the Kadosh Baruch Hu does? How will he do the Chippus Beneiros? Ah, so I see that searching is with neiros. V'neiros I learn me ner. Tichsevin says in the pusik, ner Hashem nishmas udam, choyfes kol chadri batan. So you don't have to take two neiros, you only have to take one ner. Okay. So therefore I learn metzim, 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 mechippus, chippus from neiros, neiros from ner. Choyfes b'sul shver, what do you even need the pusik b'esi yechav nishalayim b'neiros? Just go straight to the final pasuk, Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam, Choyfis Kol Hadribat, because I have the Chippus already over there, and Chadach Ner. So Toysis talks about it, and Toysis says that the reason why I have to bring the previous pusik is because the previous pusik, Achapas Yishlam Ben Neiris, tells you that the search for the Averis was done with Neiris. Second pusik says, no, Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam, stop, Choyfis Kol Hadribat. It doesn't say that the ner was used lach pois kol chadri vaten. So therefore, I can't show that search has to be done with ner. So that's why I have to learn neris min ner. Okay, we'll see. That's the bottom. Toys is giving. Back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to bring a raya from a brisa to what Rav Chizda just said. Rav Chizda, of course, was an amoira, and now we're going to bring a brisa to Rabbi Shmuel, word for word, what we just said. Now, to Rabbi Shmuel, leila yedale boikas achamit le'or aner av bishen raya ledav. Even though we don't have a raya, zeich ledav. Why is this not a raya ledav? Says Rashi, because these psikim of a derech klal from Tanakh, and anything from Tanakh, not from the Torah, is by definition not a raya. It's only Rashi says an asmachta, a zeich ledav. Shenem, what does it say in the pusik? Shivus yomus olam atod betech. Now, the Maiva Oimer goes on the final pusik. What means the final pusik? The Gemara is bothered by, I'm fine with a metzia 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 mechippus, ba'esi yachab yishalayim b'neiros. Why do I have to have a neiros miner? Now, even though it uses the term neiros, the Gemara assumes it doesn't mean that every chippus has to be with multiple candles. It means every chippus you do one candle, and you do multiple chippusim, then you have multiple candles. So what do you need an extra pusik at the end? The Oimer, the Neir Hashem Nishav Sudam Choyfes Kol Chadri Buten. Chitay Mahay Ba'isehi Kilehi Dekam Rachmano. Maybe when it says in the pusik, Achab Yishvayim B'Neirois, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to give us a tremendous kula. What's the tremendous kula? That loy bedikna le bishalayim ben hoira the avuka the anofish nohoira tuva. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says,
"You want to find it
exactly." Yeah. Even though I'm looking for avedus, I'm not going to take a big torch which has a tremendous ray of light. No. Ele ben hoira the shrag the zutta ichna maklein shigalechtala. Why am I taking a klein lechtala? The shrag the zutta nohoira tvei where the light is much less. The ovin rabba mishtakech. I only want to find the grois avedus. But I won't be able to see the klein shigaveres. So if that's the case, neiros is not a good thing for chippus. Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing a tremendous toiva van klal Yisrael to say I'm not going to check so carefully. I'm not going
to check
with the klein lechtel.
Maybe the chometz
you have to check. Maybe the chometz you have to have a grois. I'm sorry.
So why are we using it for chometz then? We should be using something.
Exactly. So that's why the pusik says it. That va'oimer is not a good 100% raya. Toshma. That's why I have to have the final pusik. Neiros shemnish masudam. They were not talking about looking for the avedus mekleiner lech, the greater lech. So therefore, we have a final pussy to tell you that oiran ner when you bite the chumetz as we learn on.